Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the show, Monday, July 21st.
Good morning. How
are you? We're back here after, what, 4 days off or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, you didn't know you were coming to a great place to work. You're going to work less than the days off. So you got a good package all around here.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Did
you
have a nice weekend? Coming.
Yeah, I know you do. But sometimes it's just like when there's no guest, it's hard for me to get out in the morning
and justify
coming here. Although we should, you know. I mean, we've done some shows without guests and stuff. But sometimes I'm just too tired and I'm thinking, God, you know, carry a whole hour
now. Really easy just to stay in bed.
Exactly, yeah. So I don't stay in bed since I'm up already, but at least, you know, you don't have to rush and get back here and stuff.
So
that's that. Did you have a nice 4 days then? 4 days off? Or
yeah.
You probably worked, though.
Yeah, I worked till late Friday night, but it was nice to have 2 full days off. I don't even remember what I did. Just relaxed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I went to the zoo.
Oh, you did?
It's coming back to me now what I did. Yeah, I went to LA Zoo.
Oh, nice. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was a lot of walking.
Yeah, it is a lot of walking.
And
uphill, too.
And I don't think I've ever really been to a zoo.
Really?
I don't think so. Wow.
So that was quite an experience for you.
Yeah. The elephants were really cool.
Really
cool. Like, I mean, they're huge. I've never seen... I don't think I've ever seen...
One.
I didn't know how big they were.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, their feet and... But that was kind of the only cool thing there.
Really?
Everything else was all caged in, and I was getting really fed up of walking really far just to see like a cage, and you can barely see through see like a jaguar through it.
So it's in like bad condition right now. They need to improve it a little bit.
Yeah, it's just everything is like all the animals, and I get it. They need to be caged in. I get that, but I don't know. I don't really want to see a cage.
Yeah.
And like the lions were sleeping, so they weren't doing anything. It's like, all right, wake up.
So much for the zoo for you, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you do something.
I know. Didn't you say you wanted to go to the San Diego one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now you can go because you're a little closer.
And everybody I spoke to after saying I went to the zoo said, oh, the San Diego Zoo's like... a million times better.
Yeah, it is. You
so
know,
that's refreshing to hear.
I know. And you can take a ride around the zoo also. They have like trams and stuff, whereas here they don't. Or maybe they do.
Yeah, they have like a little cart thing. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was different. But
yeah.
I won't be going back.
Okay. So much for that.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
Gotta press Charlotte more next time, you know.
Come on, talk to them.
Exactly. They need to do something about that zoo, you know. I mean, it's a pretty big zoo, so they should...
It is.
They should really develop it.
Yeah.
But if you're disappointed, I imagine some kids are probably disappointed too, you know.
Yeah, well, it wasn't... It was just how they were caged in. Like, you couldn't see... I mean, there was loads of monkeys.
Right.
But they were just all caged in, and I felt bad for them, and...
Yeah. Don't go to a zoo then.
Yeah,
if you sympathize with animals, it's not the greatest place to go.
I know.
You know, they're in captivity and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So my weekend was pretty cool. You know, I went to the beach. I rode the bike a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Met up with some new people. So you know how that is. You know, I always...
Yeah.
Always a lot of first dates on the weekends.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's true. It is fun. But I kind of connected with someone, so we had a good time yesterday.
That's good.
That was good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not complaining, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining at all.
And you rode your bike a lot?
I rode my bike. I really enjoy it. And, you know, for those of you who don't... Did I tell you that I took it to get it fixed real quick, and they told me I have to wait a week?
Yeah.
I did, right? Yeah. And what's this noise? Oh, is that from you? From the phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm hearing people. I'm hearing talking. I don't know what's going on. We do have a couple of great guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a minute. And, so I went So I was going to get my bike fixed, and I'd only gotten it 2 days before.
Uh-huh.
So I was hoping, you know, just to go in, have them fix the gears real quick. So I go there, and the woman says, you have to leave it here for a week. And I'm going, what, you know, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
That totally doesn't make sense. But I didn't feel like arguing in the middle of the store. So I went home, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to send, since she seemed like a manager, then the only next person up would be like corporate.
Right.
You know, for Sports Authority. So I wrote the corporate office. And sure enough, I get a call from there on Friday from the local store here telling me, well, we just got a call. We understand you have a problem with the bike. Bring it in right away. We'll fix it for you.
Wow.
I know.
Talk about customer service.
Exactly. But what I say is the reason I'm bringing it up is to let people know it's worth it taking it the extra step, you know.
Yeah.
And getting what you need, because these companies, you know, they really care about their reputation,
right.
Especially with social media now. You know, Yep. You can go up there and complain, and people, the whole world will see.
It's so easy to do it. Yeah,
yeah. So they really have to be careful, and they have to be in control of their stores. You know,
yeah.
So I thought, you know, if you don't start something there, a confrontation during the. During your visit there, then at least, you know.
Send an email and.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
some action. Yeah, I sent an action through the website. I mean, an email through the website. And
that's really good customer service.
It is, right?
And that was like Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Friday.
I haven't taken it in yet because she said the guy that does the works on the bikes haven't been in yet, but I'll call you. As soon as he's in, and you can bring it in. Because I told her, I said, why am I going to leave the bike here
right.
if he's not going to come in till Tuesday?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, people are stupid. You know, I don't
What's
get
wrong
it.
With it? Because you just got it.
Yeah, the higher gears, it doesn't shift. You know, every bike, well, most modern bikes have 21 speeds.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on three different gears in the front. And one of them doesn't switch to the other.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but it's a small adjustment, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, it's
yeah.
So so the people want to stand behind their service and stuff, and they'll give you, they'll give you that.
Yeah.
So a lot happening in the news, of course. The plane that was shot down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? It's like you're not even safe in the air. You know.
It's almost worse to be in the air flying
yeah.
over.
It is.
That was Thursday morning.
Right. And that's, you know, I mean, that's a plane you don't even see. It's 33,000 feet.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. And, you know, I mean, people believe that Russia is behind it. And at least, you know, the rebels that are backed by Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to create a lot of problems.
Yes.
You know, I hope it doesn't
lot.
Escalate. Because, you know, this is like... almost Cold War all over again.
I know. And everything's already going on with, I mean, Israel and...
yeah, and the Palestinians.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's going on there?
I know.
Yeah. And there's a lot of debating on the social networks, and you probably saw my posts. And I'm... I've just had it with people that badmouth Israel, you know, because
mm-hmm.
people don't get it, you know. They really don't get it.
Right.
And I don't have the time to teach people the whole history, but people should really, you know, before they argue. And
learn
I'm just
it.
Saying in general, yeah, know what you're arguing about, because otherwise you look like a fool.
Right.
You know, because people show you you're wrong, and then it's like, oh, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, before you make generalizations and conclusions, I think you should learn a little bit about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good movies lately, like the Planet of the Apes or anything?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh. They're saying it's pretty good, no?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I've also... in fact, I watched Top Gun for the first time over the weekend. I've never watched that before.
Really?
That's not a new movie out, but I'd never watched it before, and it was great.
Well, isn't it a great
Loved
movie?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started to watch Frozen. Didn't get very far.
No.
That wasn't really... Having watched Top Gun the night before to then the morning Frozen, I was like... Mm.
Not quite, huh? Not the same genre.
Yeah.
Not by a long shot.
Yeah, but Top Gun was great, and I'd never seen it before, so I really enjoyed it. But great. No, I haven't...
So it still holds up, huh? I mean, that's a movie from the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was pretty young then, huh?
Really young.
Yeah.
Really young. And I was surprised. There's a volleyball scene and they all take their shirts. I mean, they all look like scrawny guys.
Yeah.
They suddenly take their shirts off for a volleyball scene and they're all buff, muscly. And I'm just like, no way. Uh-huh. Like, there's no way that you guys look like this. When you're in shirts, you look so scrawny.
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
I know. Well, was that disappointing to you? You wanted to see some abs. Okay, we get it. All right. Well, let's bring in our guests and who are sitting here patiently. And they also have an attachment with them who's very cute.
Yeah. Very
and
cute.
She's playing on the phone now and everything. So, and we have Veda. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, man, it is my pleasure to be here. Thank you ever so much for having me.
Of course. So you go by Veda, right? That's,
yeah.
That's your commercial name.
Yeah, that's my name.
And so you're a musician.
Yeah, I am. I'm a recording artist. I've been in the business, though, for almost 9 years. You know, I started off working for Interscope Records, and I've worked with, like, really major artists on the marketing side, you know, like 50, Pitbull. Uh-huh. I've done things for artists on the lower level, too, like the Rejects and Cali Swag District, you know, because I didn't want to be an artist that was in the business who didn't know the business, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of artists, they're in it for the shine. They're in it for the chains and for the Instagram pictures, you know, and for the girls, you know what I mean? But I wanted to know, because, like, you always hear about people who take advantage of these people, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm not a conniving person, but I always wonder, like, okay, what do the conniving people know? I'm like, they have to know something, you know, that all of these artists don't know for them to be able to manipulate. It's just like, you know, and stuff with men and women, you know, it's like a lot of times, like, men have more fundamental skills. That's how they're able to talk to a girl and take advantage of her, whether it be they want her. I can cuss, right?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, so like whether you're talking to a girl and all you want is her pussy, or you're talking to her and you just gonna like try to get her out of all of her money, the point is you're just you just have more game than her at that point in your life. That's how you're able to take advantage of her, you know.
I
so
see.
As far as business goes, I just always wondered what the people who take advantage of these artists, what do they know?
Right.
You know, so I've been fortunate enough to, you know.
So you feel a lot of artists are being taken advantage of?
Oh, everybody knows that.
Why is that? I mean, is that because, like, when you get started, you're just desperate to be signed and anything, and then you become big and you tie to this contract that means
right.
little.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I like to compare artists, you know, to prostitution. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Look, if you like it, that's good.
I mean, well, it's essentially the same thing because, uh-huh. like, a pimp, like, he has something that looks nice and he shows it to the people. You right. know what I mean? And then people say, oh, my God, I want her. Mm-hmm. I want this thing that you put out on this track. We want her. And then so the people, they come and they pay for her. You know, but then the pimp gets all of the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And the pimp isn't doing, he might have to do the hard labor, you know what I mean? But like Shorty's doing everything. And
right.
it's the same thing with artists. Like you out there, you just get there and they like, yeah, go dress nice and go dance on stage and do a couple spin moves.
Right.
And make my money.
Right.
You know? Like,
I hear you. But you know, I mean, the thing is you have to agree that in the beginning you're really grateful just to be signed and stuff. So they help you take off, you know. It's not, I don't see it as taking advantage of you because you're the one. You willingly sign in that contract,
right?
And you know that, you know what, it's worth it for me. Even if I make it big, then I'm tied down to this contract for a couple of years, but then I can actually start making big money. So, you know, I mean, that's just my perspective on it, you know.
You're not wrong,
right?
You know, but the problem is sometimes, you know, the contracts like go a little deeper into that, you know, like,
okay.
like for example, I know, I won't say a names, but it's an artist now, and first and foremost, you know, I know a little bit more of these guys' business because I'm on the business side, too. I'm not just a rapper.
Right.
You know, but it's an artist now. You know, he's a singer. He's doing really well. But he just started doing well as far as celebrity-wise the last 6 months.
Hmm.
And, like, his manager on paper, he hasn't even spoken to him in 2 years, you know, so they're not,
really?
They don't even have a relationship no more, but,
yeah.
you know, but his manager, he still gets ASCAP awards and stuff, like, he don't even talk to him, he got an ASCAP award in his office for a record that he wrote for Usher,
really?
You know what I mean, like, they don't even talk to each other,
yes.
like, if you want to license, the singer who I'm talking about, if you uh-huh. wanted to license his song for something,
right.
you don't have to talk to the singer or anybody in his immediate circle first, you need to talk to the dude that he don't even talk to no more,
right.
you know,
yeah.
and that's just crazy.
That's true, but
you're right though.
Yeah.
He did willingly sign that, and business wise, the man who used to manage him, he deserves it because he groomed him up to this point. Even though,
right.
you know, but still, that's not the artist who I'm talking about, who shall remain nameless, that's not his perspective. From his perspective, it's, you know, you eating off of me and I'm doing all of the work. So for me to minimize it for myself, I just wanted to know the business because I know that I'm going to get fucked at certain, you know, at certain points. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the game. But if you know the situation, you know, you're not being fucked. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you know what it is. So I guess my thing is just knowing the actual, you know, situation beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. Now, so how did you get started at a record company? I mean, that's pretty hard to get started, right? So you had to start at the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, I had an internship at Interscope Records initially in 2006. Right when I graduated from high school, I had a book that was about 60 pages with a bunch of entertainment companies. Some of them was radio stations. Some of them was record labels. Some of them were publishing companies. And I called literally every single company every day for 2.5 months. First, CBS called me back because I like to talk. So, and I wanted to be an analyst. I wanted to be like a sports analyst, you know. And on my first day to start for CBS and do the Lakers pregame show, Interscope Records called me, and ever since then, you know, that was
very cool.
Yeah, that was like 8 years ago. But ever since then, I felt like I had a shot. Like, cause I'm from South Central, you know, and everybody like has entertainment dreams. I want to be a ball player. I want to be a rapper, make it out the hood, you know. But we don't feel like we have a shot until it happens. So when Interscope Records called me and said I had an internship, I didn't even know what that means. To be honest with you, I ain't even gonna front. Like, I didn't know exactly what that meant.
Yeah, but as long as I'm there, that's all that matters.
But I know it's better than this.
You know? So you took, so you're like CBS, sorry.
You're right.
Got to go with it.
Yeah, shouts out to Michael Berger. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I had to because like music is my passion. Mm-hmm. And it really paid a lot of dividends, you know, because like I'm an artist right now without a budget. But like when you look at my movement, you can't tell. You know, I did a show, you know, and I packed the house, you know, and that's nothing but hard. That's nothing but hard work, you know, and the man upstairs. You know what I mean? I did a 12-city tour. Nobody, no manager, no record rep, no one helped me set up my tour.
Very cool.
This promo run that I'm doing right now, I've been going to a bunch of different radio stations. You know what I mean? Like Sam, he didn't speak to no one else that got me up here. He spoke to me. You know what I mean? Because it's been my job to, whether it be an artist like Game or Keisha Cole or Robin Thicke, it's been my job to get these people on different stations when they're doing promo for their record release. So I'm conditioned. Yeah. Like it's
so you already know how it works, you know, and it's easier for you.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that a lot of people don't have. A lot of people don't know how to take the initiative to do that and network and get to be able to do that themselves.
Yeah, and aside from my actual music, you know, and the project is out today, Red Brick Road, the safest place to get it is just go to my Instagram. The link is in my bio at King V Lane. But aside from my music, you know, I also write for 4 blog sites. You know, so, you know, everything's keeping me busy. You know what I mean? So I actually, you know, I post music, you know, even when it's not mine. You know what I mean? I still post music. I interview artists just like y'all. I interview celebrities. You know what I mean?
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you live in the dream pretty much. Do you feel that you've arrived or?
No, because I had to. Actually, this guy that y'all see here, I don't even like him, but I needed $10 for gas.
Okay.
You know, and that was the only way I could get it. You know what I mean?
All right. But, well, let's introduce him real quick. Tell us. Who is sitting here? Yeah. Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, what's up, real?
So your name is Amreel, right?
I'm real.
What a name! And so you have a T-shirt on there. Mm-hmm. And what does that name? What does that mean to you? Amreel.
It's a brand. Amreel is a brand. It means I measure reality entirely on actions and love.
Actions and love.
Mm-hmm. I measure
That's
reality.
Good.
Wow. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you don't. You don't let people just get away with words. You want to see action.
Absolutely, but sometimes it's a paradox there because I don't like him either, but I'm still kicking it with him. So.
Exactly. Well, that must be an interesting relationship, you know?
Yeah,
I hate my best friend, man.
Right.
That's cool. So are you involved at all with Vader's career?
Yeah, I'm a huge supporter. Hopefully I'll do music with him one day.
Okay, cool. So you're into music too?
Yeah, but I just don't like him yet. So
right. So yeah, you have to get to know each other a little bit.
Yeah.
How long have you guys known each other? Now
I've known Real for a while. You
really?
Know what I mean? You know, and I actually, you know, like he's one of the most loyal people that I that I've come across. You know what I mean? And I hit him up, you know, recently. I was like, hey, man, I want you to be more involved on my movement so that we can help get your stuff going, because I know he'll actually, like, be down for me and my project and the tours and stuff that we be doing for Red Brick Road LP. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's been down, you know what I mean? So, like, when we, like, went and did shows and stuff, and we went to San Francisco, we went to Oakland and stuff, he was there helping me promote the record. You know what I mean? Like, he here now.
Very cool.
You know, this ain't the first station that we've been through.
So you're also a rapper?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay,
cool. Well, maybe we'll have you rap a little bit for us in a little bit. You want
All right, cool.
Okay, awesome. Veda, you're saying you were born in L.A., right? That's where you grew up?
Yeah, South Central, right where they, not far from where they shot Boys in the Hood and Friday and all that good stuff. I'm right from there.
I know a lot of action in that area.
Yeah, a whole lot of it.
Have you always, from a young age, were you always rapping and knew that was what you wanted to do?
Actually, yes. Are you a musician also?
Because I'm not, no.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming you have a
passion. No, she does some interviews. She did an interview.
But yeah, I do entertainment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I knew I wanted to do music before I even really knew what music was, you know. Like, when I was younger, I would listen to, you know, Tupac and Eminem. Initially, I would just rap their lyrics really fast to my friends and act like I wrote it, you know what I mean? You know, then eventually I would start writing music, you know. And, but yeah, you know, and it's just therapeutic to me. Like, even when you listen to the project, you'll hear a couple personal records where you'll feel like you know me a little bit after you listen to the album. You know what I mean? Like,
so that's what I think rap music in many ways is really expressing who you are, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's a song on there about my daughter. You know what I mean? It's like, it's some deep stuff on there. It's aggressive content on there, you know. It's really lyrical, you know, because I don't like just getting on the mic and saying, hey, ho, shake it. Though, that ain't how I rap, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm into
So you put some meaning into it.
Absolutely, and actually put thought into the lyrics that I'm actually...
Right. Know, although, you know, I mean, that type of rap is, like, they call it gangster rap or something, right?
Right.
That's, like, sort of like in your face and stuff. But, I mean, I understand it because it's a special kind of music, you know, where it's like you really express anger, disappointment, resentment, whatever, you know?
It's a couple of diss records on here.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my single, A Calling You Out, is a diss record. I'm not saying anybody's name, but it's a diss record to, like, I would imagine y'all know, because you guys are on radio, that artists and celebrities, they'll piss you off every now and then. You know,
I guess they do.
Because of certain tendencies that they have. So with me, you know, when I was in executive mode or in record rep mode, you know, I get pissed off. But because I'm a rapper in my heart, when I get mad at you, I'm going to think of a rap line about you. You know what I mean? That's just second nature. So I just put it all in a song. Yeah. And it's called, hey, that's the name of the single. It's, hey, I'm calling you out.
Okay. And we'll play that in a few minutes.
Yeah, man.
So your album is Red Brick Road. I like that, as opposed to the Yellow Brick Road.
Absolutely.
How did you get the name? I mean, what is the meaning?
Man, it just popped in my mind one time when I was taking this shit. And I said,
really?
And I said, this is
you
it.
You should write that on the back of the album.
Yeah, right.
How I came up with the name.
Under the credits, you know, right when I was taking this shit, Red Brick Road, I said, you know what? This is it. I said, oh, this is it. You know what I mean? This is a hit right here. You know? This is going to be big.
So that's the meaning of it. I took a shit and I thought of it the name. So I just, you know, decided to name my album that.
Yeah, Red Brick Road.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, man. You know, so
yeah.
Just pushing.
Let me ask you, how old are you now?
I'm 25.
25.
Yeah, I've been wondering. I'm like, should I have an industry age? I'm like, because as far as the business goes, I can be however old I want to be. But since I'm like an artist now, I've been wondering. I'm like, should I tell people I'm 20? Because I look young. I take these glasses off. You know what I mean? I'm like, maybe I should say I'm 19. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? My daughter's about to be
about
7.
To say, yeah, so do you have a
like, yeah, like literally
the computer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, is this your sister? You know what I mean? Because she said, daddy, can I have some water? You know? Is she your age? You know, so.
Very cool. So you got your whole life and career ahead of you still, you know, that's amazing. But you definitely seem like you've been through a lot. So you seem older than 25, not your looks, but the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, and I got to be, man. I've been taking care of myself since I was 12 years old.
Really?
Know?
Wow.
Yes. You know, I mean, I have a magnificent relationship with my mom now, but when I was younger, you know, we didn't see eye to eye, which is common, you know what I mean?
It is.
You know, which is common. And, you know, like, I bought my own clothes and, you know, know, bought my own food back then. Wow. You know, so when my daughter was born, I just turned, my daughter's birthday is 3 days before mine. So I just turned 19 when she was born. So when I like had to do whatever I had to do to make sure her and I had a roof over our head and I'm 19, it wasn't taboo. You know, like that, right. like young parents, you know, like they rely on their parents or their grandparents a lot because they're not used to taking care of themselves. You right. know, so even though I used to hate my childhood because I felt like I didn't have a childhood, it was a blessing in disguise because I was already in the mindset where I got to take care of myself. So taking right. care of her, you know, I was already, you know, I was already conditioned for it.
What's her name?
Her name is Lyric.
Oh, you don't wow. want to say?
No, her name is Lyric.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's wow. really pretty.
Yeah, yeah, her name is Lyric. And actually, my favorite song on the album is called For a Change. Uh-huh. This song is actually about her because she was actually taken away from me for a minute. You know what I mean? And I wrote a song about that whole entire process. It's called For a Change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some experience, huh?
Yeah, I got some experience in there. You
know? Yeah, wow. That's
so
pretty rough.
So I can
rough.
See what you mean when you say that you feel like people know you a bit after listening.
Right, absolutely. And you'll even hear some stuff about, you know, the gang affiliation. You know, you hear that, you know, like a lot of artists who come from that background, they'll come up and they'll glorify it. I don't glorify it, but the fact of the matter is it is part of my story.
You right, know what I mean? It is your life.
You know, and your experiences formulate your character, you know. Right. So, like, you hear those references, you know, you hear, you know, and you hear me diss random people, you know? You know, for no reason. They ain't even bothering me. I'm just like, hey, fuck y'all, nigga. You know, they ain't even say nothing. They're like, Beta, have you met him before? Nope. Never met him.
No, but I got something to say
yeah,
about him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a good guy. I saw him on TV saving lives. You know, he saved 4 lives this year, but I don't care. Fuck
yeah,
that
I'll diss him, yeah.
Bitch ass.
All right, so let's listen to your song so we know some of your music.
Yeah.
And, The song is called A, Calling You Out.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about the song. What's it about?
Okay, the song is about random artists who have upset me since I've been in the music business. And the song is about them. Mm-hmm. And I'm dissing them, and they know I'm talking about them. And
right.
the only reason I'm not saying their names is because my celebrity isn't up to par yet. But when it gets there, ain't none of y'all safe. Just know that. Only reason I ain't dissing them now and saying their name now is because they're going to be like, ah, man, he ain't, you know, he ain't popping. He just dissing us to get popping. But
right.
watch me get popping. It's over.
Right.
It's over.
But what's that mean? I mean, the thing is that obviously, you know, you write a lot of different songs and stuff, but you figure you sitting down to write a song. Why dissing somebody?
Well, I'm a big fan of why hip hop started. You know, the battle culture: KRS-One, Rakim, Eminem, Tupac, 50 Cent. Like, these are all artists that, you know, rapping is like a sport. You know what I mean? Mm. Nowadays. I mean, I'm obviously, because I'm in the business, I'm not going to burn bridges. I'm going to maintain relationships. But when it comes to you being a rapper, you know, like if y'all had two singers in here today who didn't know each other, they both going to want to be the best singer.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
both going to want to, you know, like, you know, same thing with like porn stars. Like, if you ever heard a porn star in an interview, they think they're the best, you know, at yeah. You know what I mean, at what they do. And the same
yeah,
thing with
they
rapping.
Feel like celebrities, right?
Yeah, but yeah. And with rapping, you actually can compete. You can like rap about each other, you know. So like, it's nothing personal. I mean, A, Calling You Out is a little personal because I'm talking about people that I know personally.
Right. Right.
But you know, but rap is like a sport. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even it's part of my show, man. When I did my tour. And every show that I did, I called out a random artist on stage, and we battled right there. They didn't, and we really freestyled too.
Wow!
Yeah, you know
cool.
what I mean.
And all right, well, let's listen to the song A, and he brought us a clean version, and we'll see if we if it compels us to hear the dirty version or not. But, but you know, I mean, I'll listen to that after the show.
Yeah.
But let's start with a clean version first. The song is A, and this is Veda.
I really don't. You saying I'm crazy, man.
Yeah, you is crazy.
I ain't crazy.
You crazy.
These little doing problems with me. Sweet words in the G code like it's in the Bible. Recognize I'm spiteful. When I ain't Hollywood, I just don't mother fight. This is tycoon killing cycles. Pretending like you blind or have you dead on feelings. I-O, pyo, rhino. I'm the spinal cord of beef. So speaking, don't take my.
much to leak. You're my running like the kitchen, only right I make you sink. Cause soon as villain tweets, someone usually go to sleep. To this point, it ain't be me, I barely think, I never blink. Spitting vertebrae, this is several ways. Feel the killer phase, give a taste, bro, don't never play. You see my resume, no one against me, it's obvious that you have better days. Not gangster, but never afraid, cause my killers don't hesitate. Boom, 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 control your tone. If you don't want woe, then you should move along. Circulate Facebook, bro, cause you lost your dome. Calling you out, bro, there's nowhere to go. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. Don't ask stupid, bro. You know what I'm talking about. I'm calling you out. I'm not a super duper Christian, I'm just a man that believes. So with another worshiper, if you still wanna breathe. Ease about the homes, I can tell you a clone. If I close both your eyes, that'll help you watch your tongue. I got fake maturity, I be pretending I'm grown. I dare you do something wrong, throw me a bone. Like, ay, ay, you little wanna play? I raise my voice and rappers always retract what they say. They step in my room, but they don't never wanna stay. It's only so much I know what my big homie's gonna save. Lying, there to fight. In private, use a tilt, tuck, and tighten. Moments, my counselor said I got a violent temper. Get out of line, hall monitor, gon' get right with your life. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. Don't act stupid, bro, you know what I'm talking about. I'm calling you out. No more, these gangbangers ain't gangster no more. Gangbangers ain't gangster no more, these gangbangers ain't gangster no more. Shoot same from the gang, got games and chains. Shoot same from the gang, this is those who paved the way.
Sounds good. This is Veda, and the song is A, Calling You Out.
And I produced it, too. I failed to mention that. I did the beat.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And I directed the video.
Yeah, you know, it's like a lot of rap songs sound similar, but yours, you definitely have like a style, you know? And it's not like you can tell that you worked a lot on it, because it's not just like a plain song, you know? It's got like different parts to it, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
more catchy.
Yeah, and... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and also, like, when I did the beat, I intentionally did a beat that people could dance to, or that they play in a club, or that I feel right. like people would rap to nowadays,
mm-hmm. right.
you know, so I can, like, catch their attention, but then say some aggressive content. Like, people don't have aggressive content nowadays.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, do common things uncommonly. Like, I can't just come out spitting, like, a ravaged rapper, because there's rappers who do that all the time, but they don't make it bigger, you know? So I wanted to do a record that can get played in the clubs. It can get played on the radio, but it still shows that, you know, it shows that aggressive side, you know, that actual lyrical side, you know? Because when you hear stuff on the radio, you don't, it's very rarely do you hear a line that has you go, ooh, what'd he say? You know what I mean? But like, I admit that when I say, hey, little niggas want to play, I raise my voice and rappers always retract what they say. You know what I mean? I said that in a song that happened. You know? You know what I mean? They be like, never mind. We ain't going to mess with them.
Yeah. You know? Cool. So you had a rough childhood, you said, right? You had to pretty much take care of yourself at a young age?
Well, yeah. You know, and that's actually why most people who are involved in a gang culture, that's actually why they associate themselves with the gang, because the gang is supposed to be your family. Because a lot of us, we come from broken homes. You know, our fathers wasn't there. My mom's actually been sober my whole life, but a lot of our parents, you know, might struggle with alcoholism. They might be on drugs and stuff, you know, or they just... Or our parents might be gangbangers too. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know no better. So, you know, you grow up in that environment.
That's true. And it's hard to see that there's anything beyond that, huh?
Yeah. That's why I like to say that my internship saved my life, because I would love to say my daughter saved my life because I love her to death, you know, but people have children all the time, but that doesn't change your mindset.
Right.
That doesn't change your mindset from, yo, I need to do something different with my life. You know, I mean, it makes you think about it, but you don't feel like it's possible. But when I got a phone call from the biggest label, You know, I felt like I had a shot. Like, I have a shot to make it out of here. I have a shot to be different from everybody else who I grew up with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What made you want to apply to all these places and call them? Because, I mean, right out of high school, to have that drive and want and desire to know where you want to go. And to have the... Because you said that you wanted to learn the other side. You didn't want to be the kind of the naive artist.
Yeah.
So what made you want to do that?
Well, I'm a big fan of like people like Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. And, like, you know, so I just remember reading so much stuff on them, you know, about them being messed around by, I want to say Helen Keller is his name. I just really wanted to know the business. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know. I don't even know what made me apply to all of those companies and just be relentless and call them back. You know, I wasn't looking for a job. It wasn't like I could have been calling jobs that much, but I wasn't, you know. Right. So I really don't know. You feel me? I guess God was just looking out for me before I knew, you know, before I even knew him. You know what I mean? You know, because I wasn't always, you know, spiritual either. You know what I mean? So I guess he was just looking out for me before I asked him to.
Yeah.
You know, because I really don't know. I can't even answer that question, but I did, and I'm glad I did.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing like kids to really ground you, you know, and start to really look at life and examine what you do, you know.
Look, and I tell y'all something. I'm glad that I live a professional life, because even like my daughter, she speaks like me, like she says like sarcastic things like me. So I know if I, like, she boxes because I box, you know. Like, she even told me, yeah, Daddy, I want to go to tutoring on Saturday so I can be busy just like you.
Wow.
You know, so that means if I was doing something that I ain't supposed to do, she would want to do that to be just like me.
So you gotta watch out.
Yeah, so I gotta watch out. You know what I mean? Yeah, I gotta watch out. You know what I mean? But as long as I keep it positive, you know. And she back there quiet, I swear, man.
Yeah. So let me ask you, so you ended up with your daughter. I mean, that's pretty unusual for the father to end up with the child. I mean, I wish I could have, but, you know, their mother wanted him. But what was the situation with you?
Well, it's a pretty intricate. The song For a Change actually says a lot about it. You know what I mean? It says a lot. Like, her mother's around. You know what I mean? Like, she definitely sees her mother and all that good stuff. You know, but the song on the album For a Change is actually extremely, like, specific. You'll feel like you know me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Matter of fact, it's so specific that someone heard the song, and then when they called me to talk about it, I felt like they did more than hear the song. I said, did you talk to somebody? I said, do you know my attorney or something? I'm like, you know what I mean? I was serious, you know what I mean? But really, like, if you listen to the lyrics of what I'm saying, you know what I mean? It's like, it's extremely detailed, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I am careful with how specific I get in her presence about it. You know what I mean? I just make sure my daughter knows that I do my best to make sure she sees both of us.
Yeah.
Even though she is in my custody, you know, I just make sure my daughter knows that I do my best to make sure she sees both of us, you know, and I love her.
Yeah, cool.
Do you see it as kind of a relief in a way, an escape to be able to write everything down and kind of rap about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I got, you know, like, I don't smoke and I don't drink, you know, so I need something to release. You know what I mean? And it's actually studies that say that people who don't smoke or drink are sex addicts, you know. I probably went through that too, you know. But I'm telling you, if I didn't have the opportunity to write, like, even like that song, I wrote that song For a Change that I'm telling you about while I was going through stuff. Even when I'm mad at people who, like, were friends who might have double crossed me, you know, if I like write something just to vent it out, you know, I just feel a lot better. It's like I'm talking to a therapist, you know.
Right.
You know, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
Do you, should we listen to the song?
I'd love it. It's actually
on the CD, but, which one is that, For a Change?
Yeah, For a Change. I produce that too. I produce all of my music.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it here.
15.
Oh, okay. Cool. For a Change. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me get that out real quick and we'll play that. We didn't prepare it, but now that you got me all intrigued and everything.
Awesome.
I want to see. So this is a 2-disc set.
Yeah, it comes with a DVD, people. You know what I mean? So hit me up on Instagram or Twitter.
So this is the CD.
That's the CD.
Okay.
And it comes with a DVD. Obviously, you can download the actual project online. The link is in my bio on Instagram, @KingVLane. But if you get the actual physical copy, just hit me up. I'll send it to you for free. I'll have it mailed to you for free. It comes with the DVD.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, man. I got to get it to the people. I don't even think. Have you heard this record yet?
Nah, I haven't.
See, my friend ain't even heard it.
Yeah, well, now you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you put quite a bit of effort into this. You got 22 tracks on here.
Yeah.
It's nothing to sneeze about, man.
Nothing to sneeze about.
Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at. And it's funny because a lot of artists who don't, all they got is time on their hands to actually do music. They don't, you know, put out CDs that come with DVDs and have this many records on it. Tracks 18 to 22 are bonus records. And it's also two R&B songs. I write and produce R&B also.
Really?
Yeah. I don't sing, though, but I write R&B and I produce it, so...
Very cool.
Yeah, it's two R&B songs on there. So, you know, maybe in a couple of minutes I'll play one of the R&B joints because I write R&B. Aside from dissing rappers and telling all my business and music, I write R&B.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll only have time to play one song. So we're going to play For a Change and we're going to find out a little bit about you.
Okay.
And about that experience.
Hey, Veda. We're having a birthday party for my niece.
Wait, I thought your daughter lived with you. Wait, how is
she gone? Why don't you live with you? Well, they declared the seat, and my daughter scared of me. The fairest thing they said is my attorney can the parents seen. Apparently, when parents beef, kick the parent north when it's bearing green. She barely speaks. My baby mom's an apple in a cherry tree. Telling folks I'll never leave and make the courts aware of the alleged abuse on my daughter. Really? That's the weirdest thing. Last I checked, I raised her, and your priorities share is greed. Oh, just so you know, there's no baptism on the 17th. Did you know she took your napsin? Well, proud your daughter made the team. Of course, she missed her days. Don't need me. I'm speaking sincerely. You've never stooped this low before. How can I repair these things? I'm praying for your soul, sweetie. God bless you and your fairy dreams. Such a lyric, it's like me making love to you. All the truth needs its time, just watch our stories crumble through. You and your dyke girl can live your life and she'll put up with you. I know she put you up through this, it's cool, I know what I'ma do. Be the best daddy, continue to raise this girl. Another lie, another case, another day inside your world. I lost my daughter, no, no bueno, with full custody and all. I'm a threat, so I'll even go to jail. They say it's time for a change, not a change, nigga, don't be amazed. We'll erase your daughter out of your place. Boy, it's time for a change. We know you're praying, but we gon' judge you today. The game is played, this girl won't give you teammates. Nigga, it's time for a change. We don't care if you're the reason she's raised. She's all the what she know in every way. Nigga, it's time for a change. Nigga, you may go to jail, so we're banned. Fuck you and all of your days. So boy, it's time for a change. This is a stress that I attest. Just best for me to flex. Show my strength and ache and test. This won't make me regret. My baby, my maneuvers through the crush system with such finesse. She don't worry about the flesh. All my boxes were checked. But one day you will regret. Meddling with her head. Saying shit about her dad. Making up these false threats. Lyric smart, she won't forget. I know she missed our directs. And when I get her back, I still let you see her instead of the resentment that you play. Shoes will never be unlaced. Oh, you stand by what you take. We're gonna give you so much faith. Lyric loves you cause she's great. So I won't have her mommy raised. Dignity's the debate. Shorty, you should be ashamed. Who's the reason Lyric's raised? That's an obvious answer. Put that shit on your pastor. You're the reason she has manners. Go through the systems faster, but it hurts what truly matters. By the second I get sadder. Lyric, they
I
say
miss
it's time
matter.
For a change. Not a change, nigga, don't be amazed. We'll erase your daughter out of your place.
Boy, it's time for a change.
You know you're brave, but we gon' judge you today. The game is played, this girl won't give you teammates.
Nigga, it's time for a change.
We don't care if you're the reason she's raised. She's all the what she know in every way.
I'm going to fade this away because we only have a couple more minutes and I wanted to ask you. So what are your plans? Where are you going from here? I mean, you got an album now.
Yeah.
You got to express. I mean, this is an amazing song. You know, you really like it telling a story.
Thank you.
You know, so where are you going from here?
Well, right now, you know, I'm kicking and screaming, you know, like a baby, getting the word out about this project, Red Brick Road LP. Just cause, and my campaign slogan is, I'm not asking you to like it, I'm asking you to listen. Mm. You know, that's it. You ain't gotta like it, I don't want your money. That's why I said, you hit me up, I will send you a free copy that comes with a DVD, because I just want people to listen to it. Because I feel like once I get your ear, I'll do the rest.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing, man. You know, just getting people to listen to it. You know, I'll have a lot more shows and stuff coming up, you know.
Perform here in LA and stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Where can people find you next?
Just find me. I don't have any shows scheduled. You know what I mean?
But give out a website or something.
Yeah, itskingveda.com. Everything about me is at itskingveda.com.
Itskingveda.com.
Yep.
Sounds good. How did you get the name? What does it mean?
My name. That's actually my birth name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Veda. Wow. Yeah, Veda is my birth name. And, like, I've had countless nicknames my whole life, but I just always thought Veda was more cool. Yeah, and it means famous ruler. I forget what language. I think, like, in baby name. names. Like, I looked up my name's meaning, and it means famous ruler.
Oh, really?
Know? And it's funny because I also go by king. Like, you know,
exactly. You know, so it's not, it's not a coincidence, probably.
Yeah, but Veda also means eggs, but I don't typically tell people that. Like, you Google, like, you Google Veda, I might come up, and eggs might come up, too.
Right.
You know, so when I meet women, they be like, oh, my God, your name is so cool. What does it mean?
Yeah.
Eggs, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool name that you can even use it for your career and stuff, you know, whereas many people just come up with a new name and stuff,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. Okay, so people can find you at?
At King V Lane on Instagram. And even if you're not on Instagram, you can still go to Instagram.com/KingVLane. And the link to the Red Brick Road for free is going to be in my bio. All right? At King V Lane. If you hit me on Twitter, it's at It's King Beta. And if you just want to find everything, my website with everything about me is itskingbeta.com. And I ain't asking you to like it. I'm asking you to listen.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, and you better listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Veda, thank you so much for joining us, man. You're a lot of fun, and we wish you a lot of success and stuff.
Definitely.
I mean, you're definitely taking I think the best course in your life, you know, and doing what you love and having your daughter with you and everything. I mean, I think you're on the right track.
I appreciate y'all words.
Of course.
My pleasure.
And I'm Real. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming. And that's it for today, I guess, right?
Yep.
All right, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
In morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.